We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Today's episode is going to be the first episode of a series, Stories of ANU, when rain hit the Australian National University. Some of you may have known that I studied in Australian National University, aka ANU, before. So ANU Acton Campus is in the capital city of Australia, Canberra, which is an inland city. My geographical knowledge tells me that an inland city is usually dry and doesn't have much rain. But the thing is, every time when it rains heavily in Canberra, the drainage system does not cope quite well. There is even a famous poem that describes Australia as a land of drought and flooding rains. At ANU campus, there is this creek called Sullivan's Creek, which connects the famous Lake Burley Griffin. The interesting thing about this creek is, if you walk around it on a normal day, some parts of it are quite narrow with very little water. But this situation will completely change when there is rain. If you walk around it on a rainy day, the creek will be bursting with water. And I remember I saw someone rafting along the course of the creek after a rainy day. It had happened before in 2012 and was in the news at that time. So I came to study ANU in February 2018. And in the same month, there was a heavy rain in Canberra on the weekend, on 25th of February. And it badly hit ANU because the heavy rain had caused flood around the campus, forcing the campus to be closed for a day on Monday for safety concerns. The area between Sullivan's Creek Road and Melby Hall were also temporarily closed due to flooding. The main library, Sheffrey Library, which stores many books in humanities, history and politics collection, and decades of information collected between library staff at ANU Academies, lies right next to the Sullivan's Creek. It was badly affected by the flood. Many books and documents on the lower levels were damaged by the flood, resulting in the loss of over 100,000 monographs. I am quite proud to say that I borrowed some books right before that Sunday, so technically I protected some of the books from the flood. The school had decided to freeze all the books for a year while they tried to find a solution to save them because they have some very rare collections in them. And the last time I checked, they had started to unfreeze the books, but some of them were completely damaged. Many of these items are not held anywhere else in the world, or cannot be easily replaced, and they are hoping people can donate either money or books to help them restore the collections. At the same time, the librarians have made several trips to hopefully purchase replacement titles. And the building right next to Sullivan's Creek was also affected by the flood. Staff members have to come back on a Sunday to try to save the staff on the lower level. And the School of Archaeology and Anthropology was located in the building at the time, and some of the collections was affected by the flood as well. In the following week, I saw some sofa laying under the sun in the meadow, which looked like the staff members have taken that outside to sun dry. There is this meadow almost enclosed by the library and the buildings. The flood made a natural pool full of mud. There was this one student who took off his clothes to swim in that pool. I remember seeing the video of him swimming in his undies over the internet. One residential hall, Toad Hall, which accommodates postgraduate students and stands right next to the Sullivan Creeks, was also affected by the flood. The lower level residents have to evacuate to different rooms due to the flood. Today, they had converted the lower level of the Sheffrey Library into study space, but you can still search for the information online. And if by any chance you will visit ANU campus one day, you can go have a look at the meadow which was once a mud pool, and the Sullivan's Creek which would be flooded when there is rain. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your university story or ask me any questions about learning English on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account. 土澳留学记, and that's a wrap.